afternoon. This is Dick Van Dyke with Flair. Here's Charlie Weaver, who keeps coming back like a song. Well, he looks like he's been through 32 bars, anyway.
Well, tidy's Charlie Weaver is our guest on Flair. We're very lucky having him on the air. Listen carefully to everything that Charlie has to say, 'cause at any moment they may come and take him away.
This is Charlie Weaver for Flair. You may know folks like the ones in Mount Ida, but will you know them in 2000 A.D.? A.D.? That stands for all different. Mount Ida will really be booming then. It'll have to. What with those jets breaking the sound barrier? Booming. Things will be different, all right. Take Elsie Crack Self-Service Supermarket. It'll really be self-service then. All the cans of food stuff will be on a conveyor belt, and all you'd have to do would be to pick up what you want off the belt as it moved around. Now, if things got rough, all else you'd have to do would be tighten her belt. Yeah, Mount Ida will be fully mechanized in 2000 A.D. In fact, people won't celebrate Mother's Day. They'll celebrate Motors Day. Gomar Kool will switch from owning a car lot to a helicopter lot and make more money. Very few customers will come back to complain if the motor conks out. And Byernog will still have the same business, car washing. Except he may add a new service like sports car dunking. Mount Ida in 2000 A.D. will still have the same old flavor it has now. A little spice, a little coloring, and a lot of nuts. A lot of nuts.
Guy Pastor says it's crazy.
I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I'll fly. All around the city, world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. Well, I sleep out the stars, chase that old moon, I fall into bed, I hum on a tune. It's crazy, 'cause I'm in love.
Fashion editor Bess Meyerson reports on some of the things Paris has given us. I can think of one thing, and I hear it can be cured by a combination of medically proven ingredients.
There's a million little things that Flair can do to brighten up your everyday. Our Bess Meyerson is top of the list, and anything she says should not be missed.
This is Bess Meyerson for Flair. Once again, the undisputed rulers of the fashion world have made public their decree, and anxious women all over the world are not only willing, but eager to follow their command. twice a year, late winter and summer, hemlines, waistlines, and décolletés occupy at least as much newspaper space as the most weighty international problems. The legendary names of Chanel, Dior, Saint Laurent, Balenciaga compete with those of prime ministers and ambassadors. Though there are highly successful fashion salons in other cities, none has ever seriously challenged Paris's rule. Tradition plays at least a part in Paris's long reign, which started in the 18th century in the opulent, elegant court of Louis XIV. Later, the fabulous Marie Antoinette set the fashion pace for all of Europe, or at least those who could afford to play that sort of expensive follow-the-leader game. The French Revolution may have considerably reduced both the assets and numbers of the French aristocracy, but it in no way interfered with the French fashion leadership. Interestingly enough, some of the great couturiers were not French. One of the most famous of all time was Monsieur Wirth, an Englishman who opened a salon in Paris and soon had most of the royal ladies of Europe as his customers. There aren't too many royal ladies left in the world, but Paris fashion magic persists, not least perhaps because a Paris creation can make any woman feel like a queen.
Thanks, Bess. Now here's Sarah Vaughan, who says, "The lady's in love with you." And we hope the lady referred to is Mother Nature.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. Join their table, but she sits that far away, booth for two. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love.
Way to lose a few pounds is to go to England and bet on the races. Carlton Fredericks explains it's somewhat harder here at home.
Nutritional whiz kid Carlton Fredericks has advice for you to follow and vitamin information for you to swallow.
This is Carlton Fredericks for Flair. A listener writes to me today and says, "It seems to me that I've spent the better part of my adolescence and adult life trying to lose weight. My friends tell me to listen to your broadcasts, that they will help me, but they also tell me that you don't believe that glands are responsible, and I refuse to have anything to do with a man who tells me it's all my own fault." That correspondent reminds me of what happened when one of the universities put an ad in the newspaper entitled "Short Course in Accounting for Women," and a letter promptly arrived at the college president's office which said, "There is no accounting for women." And I wrote a poem on that subject years ago in which I said I don't understand women. They puzzle most of the males. They purchase a diet, refuse to live by it, and holler my glands when it fails. Now, while it has been customary for medical men to insist that only one case of obesity in 1,000 is really due to misbehavior of the glands, in recent years it has become obvious that there is a group in the population who unfortunately are very efficient in turning carbohydrate, starches and sugars, into fat. And these individuals put on the Pennington diet, A diet high in fat and protein and low in carbohydrate seem to lose weight with an intake of calories as great as that which keeps weight on when they're consuming carbohydrates. So this should take the starch out of you.
Thanks, Carlton. This is Dick Van Dyke reminding you that the world is full of willing people, some who are willing to fight for progress and others that are willing to let them. If you're one of the fighters, your local Cancer Society office can use you. Volunteers are the backbone of this hard-fighting outfit, and more are always needed. It's encouraging that so much progress has been made in fighting cancer, and yet the fact remains that 88,000 Americans die of cancer every year who could be saved by early diagnosis and a yearly checkup. Many scientists expect the major breakthrough in the fight against cancer to come through research in leukemia, which is cancer of the blood. Think of the thrill and the satisfaction if you knew that in some small way, through helping at the local office or one of the research centers, you had played a personal part in making such a great breakthrough possible. If you have some spare time, get in touch with your local Cancer Society office. Believe me, you'll be made very welcome. The four freshmen sing about apple blossom time. That's when cider is only a gleam in a bee's eye. Hollywood reporter Joe Layton left his home early this morning so he could beat the traffic, but he's still not here. He got caught in last night's traffic. Noteworthies, give him an introduction while we try to tune him in.
From Gina to Marlin to Tarzan on down, Joe Layton circulating with the biggest stars in town.
I am happy to predict this afternoon that you women soon will have a new heartthrob in the best Clark Gable tradition. He's a young Scotsman named Sean Connery, and he's the star of the new movie, Dr. No. Sean Connery is the name, remember that. Sean, doesn't that Scottish accent get in your way sometimes?
Yes, to a degree. Well, I have lost the Scottish accent, but I still have Scottish inflections and Scottish intonations. It's still in the voice, and I've played... The King of Greece and Alexander the Great with the same voice. And I don't think I'm going to make any sort of fantastic transitions into the English public schoolboy speaking voice. I don't have any real sort of great regard for it anyway.
You don't have a great regard for what? I'm sorry.
For that sort of clipped, non-involved English speaking voice, which... Many actors in our country seem to be sort of prone to.
You come from a working class background, don't you?
Yes, that's right. My father's a long-distance lorry driver. He still works in Edinburgh. He comes down to London occasionally. My mother still lives there.
Sean Connery, the sensation of Europe, soon to be seen here in the film Dr. No and Will You Women Swoon. This is Joe Layton here in Swoonland, or Hollywood, if you will, for Flair.
Thank you.
Julius LaRosa sings I've Got Love, and until they put a tax on it, he gets to keep all he earns.
'Cause I've got love, yes, I've got love. I've got love the whole day long. Someone loves me, really loves me, and her love is making me strong. Sad song, I'll give it a beat. Show me a gray sky, I'll turn it to blue. I'll take December, fill it with heat. There just ain't nothing that I couldn't do. 'Cause I got love, yes, I've got love. I've got love the whole day.
It appears Alan Jeffries got some free theater tickets again this week.
What's new on Broadway? Whose names are in line? Here's a Flair report on some opening nights.
This is Alan Jeffries for Flair. Just before the opening night overture to Sophie, the new musical at the Winter Garden Theater, the orchestra struck up Some of These Days. And Sophie Tucker herself, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, stood up to take a standing ovation. Then a flashback as the curtain went up. It's 1906, and you seem to be looking at an 18-year-old carbon copy of the original. Only this time, it's Libby Steiger. Libby Steiger, who belts out a song like a cross between Ethel Merman and Sophie Tucker. Libby Steiger, who dances up a storm and lights up the stage every time she's on. Libby Steiger, who's worth the price of admission alone. But she isn't alone. She's aided and abetted by top-notch performances by Art Lund, Phil Leeds, Rosetta Lenoir, and a host of others, singing some 30 songs by Steve Allen in 20 eye-popping sets. Let's face it, Sophie is a big show. But then Sophie Tucker is a big woman. And even a small part of her life deserves painting with a broad brush. There are flaws in this show. At best, even a musical as long as this one can only skim the surface of such a colorful career. And the story of a tough struggle to make good, coupled with an ill-fated marriage, leaves little room for comic relief. Aside from this, and despite the bad notices some of the major critics gave this show, chalk me up as a minority of one who calls Sophie good, solid entertainment and a welcome addition to an otherwise lackluster Broadway season.
If I were to say you're about to hear one of America's greatest entertainers, then I wouldn't have to mention Lena Horne's name.
Love can be a dying ember. Love can be a flame. Love pledged in September may be dead in December. You may not even remember that it came. Can be a joy forever or an empty name. Love is almost never ever the same. a joy forever. Oh, an empty name. Love may seem amusing, a spark constantly fusing, but it may end up by losing its earth. Oh, love can be a joy forever. Oh, a dirty shame. Love is almost there forever.
And Lena didn't mention it, but love is also my score in tennis, especially when I play with Flair pro Don Budge. Here he is now, leaping over the Flair net.
Flair's tennis champion, Don Budge, is serving some tips on the game that won him his fame.
I discuss the backhand repeatedly because it seems to evoke the most questions. To execute a backhand well, you'll need to know first the fundamentals of the stroke. For example, let's take boxing as an analogy. It's natural in delivering a blow to swing on a pivot from the outside, in and forward. A good example is the hook, the hardest punch of most boxers. While a backhand punch has comparatively little power, it's much the same in tennis, except that there are limits to the power that may be safely used to stroke a ball off the ground from either side. In brief, control limits the usable power off the forehand much more than off the backhand. So looking at things logically, I might say that one could control only 50% of the power possible off the forehand and 90% of the power off the backhand. This explains why some people can stroke as strongly off either side. The backhand has other assets. For instance, I find it easier to hide my direction and power off the backhand than off the forehand. Another strength results from the habitual practice of most players to play to your backhand expecting a weakness. When you rifle the ball back off your backhand at a deceptive angle for a clean placement, it's most disconcerting to your opponent's playing patterns. Therefore, practice your backhand constantly. Use it at every opportunity, and you may find it becoming your greatest strength.
Thanks, Don. Les Algard plays a twist. I think I'll sit this one out and go play a game of chubby checkers.
If your little monsters are frightening to you, let Boris Karloff tell you just exactly what to do.
Most of our little lectures here on Flair have as their objective happier, healthier babies. But today we will concern ourselves with the well-being of mamas. Now, specifically, Mother, do you get enough rest? Babies are notorious for murdering sleep, but regardless of how many times they get you up at night, they do nap during the day. Now, many mothers regard babies' nap period as a time to go into a frenzy of housework simply because they know that they won't be interrupted. Well, if you happen to be one of these ladies, we're going to try to dissuade you from this noble course. I know one woman who is convinced that babies are designed so that they have to sleep during the day for the sole purpose of providing their mothers with a chance to nap. She follows this procedure. The minute her baby falls asleep, she stretches out and relaxes completely for 15 minutes. During this time, She considers it cheating to think of all the housework she could be doing. She dismisses guilt feelings with a very valid argument that she needs this rest in order to give her best performance in the exacting role of mother. And you know, she's quite sure that since she started taking this little siesta, she gets more work done than she did when she plugged away at it all day long.
Through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.